Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 11th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Megillah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues the laws of reading the Torah. Barosh Chadashim uvuchol shel Moed, Kairin Arba. Barosh Chadashim uvuchol Moed, we call up four people. They have Musaf on these days, so they have an extra aliyah to recognize the extra status of Rosh Chodesh and Mal Chol Moed. In Peiches in Man, you can never have less than four people called up. Vein Mesifin Lam, nor do we add. You don't have more than four, you don't have less than four. What's the reason you can't add more? Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, they're worried about people losing time for work. Rosh Chodesh, you're out of work. Chol Moed, you're allowed to work if it's something davar havid, if it's something that you lose money if you don't work. So therefore, because some work is permitted, they were worried about extending the service by having more aliyahs. No more than four, they said. Then Maftin Banavi, for the same reason, there's no haftarah. Hapasech v'hachoysim batara, mevorech lefnei l'acharav. The one who gets the first aliyah, who starts reading, makes the bracha beforehand, and the one who gets the last aliyah makes the bracha afterwards. Even though there's an extra aliyah, four people called up, you still only have one bracha at beginning, one bracha at the end. Now, we don't follow this. This is what the Mishnah says. Things have changed since then. Now, every aliyah, as the Gemara explained before, we learned this in previous Mishnahs, every person that gets called up makes a bracha before and after. Zeh HaKlal. Kol sheyesh ba musaf ve'en a yomtif k'en abo. Any doubt that there's musaf, but it's not a yomtif. You're allowed to do some sort of a work. If it's a Melechus Avot, for example, a Chol Moed, you call up four people. Be Yom Tov. What about on Yom Tov? Yom Tov has also the Isur Malacha, even if you're going to lose money, even if it's Dabar Avad, you cannot work. Therefore, except for cooking or baking, things for Echel Nefesh. So therefore, Chamisha, we recognize the wholeness of the Yom Tov by calling up an extra person. The holier the day, the extra people, the more people get called up. Be Yom Kippurim, which is Osir, even in cooking and baking, you can't even do Melacha Echel Nefesh. So it's the strictest Yom Tov, Shisha. We call up six people to recognize its status. But Shabbos is the most strict of all. Why? Because even though the same malachas are forbidden on Shabbos as Yom Kippurim, but the punishment for doing malacha on Yom Kippur is chorus. No human court can take someone's life for violating Yom Kippur, but for Shabbos, yes. Shabbos is the highest level of punishment where Beis Din can administer, can kill a person, a skiller. Shiva. And therefore, seven people are called up on Shabbos. Ein Peiches in Man, once again, no less than the five on Yom Tov, no less than six on Yom Purim, no less than seven on Shabbos. But, Avol Mosifin Alein, but you're allowed to add more. You can call up more people on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and there's no worry about extending the service because people don't have to go to work or not allowed to go to work. HaPesech v'hachoysim b'Torah, mevorech lefanao alachareah. The one who opens up the reading and the one who closes the reading makes a bracha before, one makes a bracha at the end, no one in the middle, even though you're adding more aliyahs. Nevertheless, as the Gemara explained, and we've said several times, in the times of the Gemara, it was already decreed that every person who gets an aliyah makes a bracha beforehand and afterwards. Mishnah Gimel. Amish is going to tell us that the laning the Torah and the Haftarah can only be done with 10 people. And once we get onto that topic, we're going to mention a whole lot of other things that can only be done with 10 people. Because it's a Dover Shepik Dusha, something of holiness. Now, what's the reason? The Gemara learns this. It says, V'niktashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, I shall be sanctified b'nei Yisrael. Which means that anything that is of Kedusha, it has to be betoich b'nei Yisrael. Betoich, we learn, means 10. How do you know it means 10? Where do we learn it means 10? Because we have the words by the Adar, by the 10 bad spies. Hashem tells the community, he bodlo, separate mitoich ha'Adar hazois, from this Adar, from this community. Who were the baddies? 10 of the bad spies. And it says mitoich. So just like there, mitoich means 10 spies. So when it says, v'nikdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael, it means I was sanctified among 10 people. Ein person al shema, says the Mishnah. We do not do personal Shema. Now, what does personal Shema mean? There are a number of different explanations. Rashi learns it means we do not break up the Shema. We do not do half the Shema. And we're talking here about when a person comes into Shul after the Tzibur have already read the Shema, and they missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu and the first bracha of Krishna. So one that what we do is we can do half of the Krishna, the Brichas Krishna. So what you do is, let's say you might have had, this is how Rashi is explained through the eyes of the Ran. You have 10 people, each one daven by themselves. No one heard Kaddish, no one heard Kedusha. Then one of them can get up, make a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu, and say Poiras al Shema. He'll read half the Birchas of Krishna. Which one? He'll read the first one, Yetzirah. Why? Because that has Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish in it, in the course of that bracha. And he finishes off Yetzir HaMeres. Why do we call it Poiras? Poiras means half. He halves the brachas of the Shema, just the first bracha. And then after that bracha, he gets straight into the Shemini Esrei, because that has a Kedusha as well, and he can do a Kedusha, Nakdish, Shachar, Netzach, etc. That's one explanation. Another explanation that's brought down, the Ran brings down the name, the Goinim, and person means we do not start the brachas of Krishma, i.e. that one person will say it, and the others will be Yotza with his bracha, unless you have 10 people. So according to this, a person means we don't even start the brachas of Krishma to be Moitza the community if the community is less than 10. You need to have 10. And there are more explanations. Continues the Mishnah, Ben Oven Lefnei Teva. We do not put a person to daven for the Omer to be a Shlich Tzibur, unless it's 10. Ben Noisins Kapeim, the Kohenim don't lift their hands to do Duchanan at the end of Moedim, to bench the people, if there's not 10. Ben Kohen Vator, nor do we lane. Ben Mafrim Novi, nor do the Haftar after the Kriyas Atar. Ben Mas Oisin Mamad Moshe, we don't do the standing and the sitting, which they used to do when they're carrying a dead person to bury him. They would sit 7 times, cry, and then each time they would say, "Im do you stand up," and then sit down. It became known as Mamad Moshe. This is not done again unless you have 10. Ben Omer Birkas Avelim. There's a special bracha that was said. When one person said a bracha for all the mourners as they would stand together in the street, that's not done also without 10. V'tanchum Avelim. After the kavura, they would stand in a row to be Menachem Avelim. You need 10 for that. Or Birkas Chasanim, that's the Sheva Brachas, cannot be done unless you have 10. Now, can you count the Ovel? The Gemara explains that when they do the Birkas Avelim, the blessing for the mourners, with 10 people, the Avelim do not count as part of the 10. You need 10 apart from the Avelim. But when it comes to Sheva Brachas, when you need 10, the Chasan can be included in the minion, in the number of 10. Vein mezamnin b'Hashem, nor do we make a zimun of Hashem's name, saying l'vorech elokeinu, if it's brachas masar, if it's less than 10. All these things can only be done with a minimum of 10. Uva karkois, and if a person donated land to Hekdesh, and he wants to redeem it now, now you have to value it to see how much it's worth. Tish of a coin, you need again 10 people, but here you need one to be a coin. When you value the land, now what's the reason for that? That's because in the parsha of Hekdesh in the Torah, it says 10 times the word coin. Oh, well, why don't you need 10 coinim? So the Gemara explains that the first time, it's legufay, to tell you need at least one coin. But then the second time, it's a miut. It's a miut acha miut. And whenever you have a miut after a miut, it's a l'rabos. In other words, whenever you have something that's minimizing something, that's telling you, ooh, only a coin and no one else, well, if it appears twice in a row, then the second time is telling you it can be someone else. So therefore, each time, each of the other 9 times that it says Kohen, it's actually another miut, and it's actually being marabah, it's actually including. So you only need one Kohen for the first time that it says Kohen, and all the others are telling you that the other 9 can be Israelim. V'odom, and if a person has to value a man, how much is he worth? When he says, I'm giving my value to Hektish, again, Kayotzaban, that needs to be again with 10 people, one of them is a coin. Why is that? Because he has a din, a person has a din like land. See, that you estimate him, you value him with 10 people, one of them is a coin. And that's because whenever you value someone, you value him how much would he fetch on the slave market as an avid. And because you look at him in that way, an avid is compared to karka. As we have a pasuk in Vayikra Chafei, Visnachaltem Osom Livnechem Echorechem, which is also, you shall give them, the Avodim Knan, the slaves, to your children after you, Loreshes Achuza, as a possession. And the word Achuza is also used for land. So we see that our avodim are compared to land. Just like we explained before, that evaluating land, you need 10 people, one of them who is a kohen. So therefore, valuing a person to see how he would fetch, what price he would fetch in the slave market, we also need 10. One of which is a kohen.